Okay, we're on Tzadagdalad. Today's Tzadagdalad. We're on Tzadagdalad of Adalav. We are at the 5th line. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in a brisa. Haya omeid chutz lamodiim. If you're outside Modiim, that's the city that was 15 mil away, and we say like this. If you're further, if you're there or further away, you're pater. Why? You're considered rachok. If you're closer, you're chayiv. And if you don't bring a carbon, you'll be over a kares. V'yachol ikares besusim ufredim. But I can get there if I rush. I got a fast horse or a fast mule, and I could get there if I rush. I'm like 15 and a half mil away. So if I really rush, I can do I have a chiyuv to do that? Yachol yehechayev. I would think yehechayev kares if you don't do that. No. Talmud lomar. Ubederech lohaya. The only time yehechayev kares is if you're not on the road. V'halo, haya baderech. And this guy is on the road. Okay? Therefore, he has no duty to make himself crazy to try to get there and with a fast horse or a fast taxi, and he'll be there on time. He doesn't have to do that. He's putter. He's simply too far away. I, with rushing, I can get there on time. He has no duty to do that.
He has to go to the
chain. Fine. Yeah, 100%. Or how about this? Let's say he's within the time. He was within the space. But the ein yachol likanes, but he's not able to get there. Mipnei gamalim, because of camels, the kronos, and wagons. Hamakvos also. It's a lot of traffic. The traffic jam. So I can't get there. Rashi says, mipnei gamalim, the kronos. V'hu hayamevi banav ubnei banav alehem. He's got his kid and his grandchildren. He's so busy, so crowded, a lot of people, a lot of kids. It's not so easy. Go slow. Everyone has to go to the bathroom. You know how it is. So he's in within the time, but he's not going to get there on time. So you know what? Yachal lo yehi, I think you're not chayav for that. Of course you're chayav for that. Talmud lomar ubederech lo haya. Only if you're not on the road, right? He's not on the road. Why not? He's a few feet away. Says Rashi. She ain't ze ones. That's not an ones. She yesh lo lahashmid v'leilech echidi. V'lish chot. You leave your kids there and you walk by yourself. And then there's no traffic jam, right? Get out of the highway and start walking by foot. No traffic. And then no kids. And then you'll be able to be there on time.
So you abandon your family.
Abandon the family. The point is that it goes by distance. There's no other criteria. Not fast camel, not slow, not kids and too busy. None of those are factors. It's only the distance. That's the point of the Gemara. That there's no other factors. Well, I have a large family. It takes very long to travel. Some people, you know, they drive to Washington, D.C., for example. Some people can do it in 4 hours. Some people take them 7 hours. Why? They have to stop 5 times, and the kids in, they throw up. That's not an answer. How far is it from here to there? Okay. Amar Rava. Okay, now we start the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava makes a statement like this. Shita alfe parse have alma. There are 6,000 parsa to the world. What does that mean? It's a machlokes. Does it mean half the globe or the whole globe? How much is 6,000 parsa? So according to, it comes out, a parsa is 4 mil, and a mil is 2,000 amos. So this would come out to be, so a parsa is 8,000 amos. So this comes out to be, according to the Chazon Ish, 27,648 kilometers. And according to Reb Chaim Na, it's 23,040 kilometers. Either way, it's not that close to the circumference of the world, which is like 24,000 miles. Right? It's not that close. Some say it means only half. Rava was talking about half, and then you double it to the other half. It's not close. Because what did he mean by this? What did he mean? Rava's an astronomer? What do you mean by this? What is he telling it to you for? Right?
Well, as it goes from east to west, saying?
It rises in the east and it sets in the west.
It travels from east
right,
to
so
west.
That distance is... We're gonna disprove Rava. We're going to... 10 times, we're going to say Tiyufta on Rava, Tiyufta. Okay? 10 times we're going to say it. And not only that, also, this statement, I don't know what it means, Visumcha de Rakia, the depth of the Rakia is Alfe Parsi, 1,000 Parsa. I don't know what that means. What does it mean? And by the way, Chad Gemara, V'chada Svara. One of these was a tradition, and one of them was a Svara. So one of them he didn't make up on his own, and one he made up on his own. Savarlah, Ki had the Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar of Yochanan, Kama Mahalich Adam Benini Bayom, Yud Parzel. Where did we get this from? He got it from the following. We said yesterday, how far can a person travel on an average day? 10 parsa, which is 40 mil. 10 parsa, which is 40 mil. Then we said yesterday, Me'alos Hashachar Ve'aneta Chama Hey Mil. From dawn to sunrise is 5 mil. Mishkiyat Hachama Ateta Kochavim Chamisha Mil. From Shkia to Tzeis is also 5 mil. Right? Nimtza Oviyav Shel Rakia, the thickness of the Rakia, Echad Mishisha Bayom, is 1/6 of the day. Why? Because 5 is 1/6 of 30. Right? 5 is 1/6 of 30. So therefore what? Right? So Rava said that there were 6,000 parsa in the globe. Either half or whole, doesn't matter. And what one that's 6,000. And 1,000 was the thickness. So it's the same ratio of 1 to 6. Same ratio of 1 to 6. Right? 5 mil of the morning or the night is the same ratio as the rest of the day. The sun travels in the rest of the day. Okay, so it's the same ratio, 1 to 6. So therefore Rav thought to himself, oh, it must be that the sun is in the thickness of the Rakia, whatever that means, is the same ratio as the walking story. Okay? Now Meisve, we're gonna upslug Rav now 5 times, 10 times. Meisve. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says like this: Ovyo of Shel Rakia, the thickness of the Rakia is achas me'asar biyom, 1/10 of the day, not 1/6, 1/10. Teida, I'll prove it to you. Kama mahalach adam beinili bayom. How much can a person travel by day? 10 parsos, 10 parsos, same number, 40 mil. But he's going to give you a different take. Me'alos hashachar netzachama 4 mil. From alos to netz is 40. I'm sorry, 4. Mishkiyas hachama atetzak ochavim 4 mil. From Shkia to Tzeis is also 4 mil. Nim Tzeis, it comes out, what's left? 32 mil are left. What's the ratio of 4 to 32? 1/8. Nim says, Oviv Shel Rakia, Achad Me'asar Bayom. I'm sorry, so he says it's 4 to 40. It's 1/10. Tiyufta Derava Bayom, right? It's 1 out of 10. Tiyufta Derava, Rav is wrong. Tiyufta de'ula, maybe it's a tiyufta de'ula also, what Ula say. Ula said yesterday that it takes 30 mil. Yeah, tiyufta, it's a kash on him also. Right, it's a kash on Ula also.
What is the over of the rakia has to do with how much you walk?
Because somehow, in the distance that you walk 5 mil, the sun is traveling 1,000 parsa. That's what Rav is saying. In the distance that it takes you to walk. Before we got to this Meisve, I'm not sure that the proof is from the thickness. I think it's from the general 6,000. So whatever you walk 5 mil, the sun's going 1,000. You walk another 5, the sun goes another 1,000. That's why it lines up perfectly. There are 6,000. Right? 6,000 parsa, and you walk 32 parsa. Right?
Now we're talking about the circumference of the earth.
Right. Right. So what does the thickness have to do with it? Right.
We don't even know what this means, right? The thickness of the
earth. I don't know what it means.
Okay. But you have to disprove Rava with that, with all these mats. So
right.
Well, someone knows. Yeah. I don't know if we do, but someone knows what's going on.
These guys do.
No, what Rav is saying is, since I know that the circumference is 6,000 parsa, it must be that the thickness is 1,000. It must be because it's 1/6. And the same 1/6 is the distance between Nate and Shkia. That same ratio of 1/6 is the same thing that governs you walking. So you and the God and the Son is the same thing.
Right, but it doesn't relate necessarily to physically you're walking.
No, because you're walking. It takes you 1/6 of the time from Nate to Alos is 1/6 of the rest of the day. So too, that's a science. It takes 1/6. So too, the Earth, the Sun, is 1/6 the distance. The same 1/6. That's all Rava said. But we see it's not true.
Yeah. This whole type thing has to get done in a day.
Right. Exactly.
So all they're really doing is taking what they have.
It's a one slice of the world.
Exactly.
One slice of the year.
And
right.
Backing themselves into it so that everything fits.
Exactly. Which is why we're going to disprove it. So first of all, we already made a tiyufta because it goes against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is considered authoritative. He's a Tana, and Rava can't argue on him. Now, it's also a kashan Ula from yesterday, who gave a different time span. It was similar. Ula said the same thing as Rava. They're both wrong. Now, look at the second Tosfos. Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda just said, the time it takes from Shkia to Tseif is 4 mil. We said yesterday, we proved yesterday, that a mil is 18 minutes. Well, there are people arguing that, but we got the number 18 minutes. Remember yesterday, we got that number 18 minutes. And a mil is 18 minutes. So, if Shkia begins at 6 o'clock, right? If Shkia begins at 6 p.m., this period of Ben Hashmashos will last for 72 minutes. It'll last from 6 o'clock to 7:12. Right? That's 72 minutes. So on a Friday, if at 6 o'clock, can you drive a car? No, because it's a suffix. What about at 7:11? Also not. It's for sure a suffix. What about Matzah Shabbos? At 6 o'clock, can you do malacha? No, because it's a suffix. What about at 7:10? Oh, for sure not. It's also a suffix. What about at 7:12? At 7:12 you can. Right? Now, there is no dispute on any calendar when Shkia begins. Okay? Now, look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, Kasha L'Rabbeinu Tam. Famous sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. So he was a person also. He had a Kasha. What was his Kasha? This is Besopa, Memadlikin. In the beginning, in the end of Memadlikin, in Shabbat, it says, Amar, Ezehu Bein HaShmashos. What's Bein HaShmashos? Mishatishka HaChama calls man Shepere Mizrach Ma'adimim. As long as the horizon is red, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Umasi Kasim, and we conclude over there, Deben Hashmashos Rabbi Yehuda Tlasa Rivei Mil. It's 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of 18 is 13.5 minutes. That means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Shki is at 6 o'clock, then on Friday can you do Malacha at 6 o'clock? No. What about a Matzah Shabbos? Can you do Malacha at 6? No. What about 6:15? Yes. Because Shki is over. The Suffolk is over. In 13.5 minutes, it's over.
And what happens on Tzeis, is that?
That is Tzeis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Masechta Shabbos.
So there's four mil.
That's what he says here. But over there, he says only a third, 3/4 of a mil.
Nobody's arguing with that. What we do is...
But it's the same person.
But what we do is... he's hedging his bets on both sides.
No, so Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, is a kasha. How can the same person say two different things? Same person say two different things. One place he says it lasts for 13 minutes... And one place it lasts for 72 minutes. That's a big difference. How do you answer that? So the way... The way the Gaonim answered it was, this is nothing. The one in Shabbos is the main one, and here he said something. He took it back here. He didn't mean it here. And they get out of this one. Which means, if you hold it to Gaonim, at 6 o'clock...
Tosfos is supporting Rabbi Yehuda. They're not saying he agree with him.
No, but it's the same person.
Who?
Rabbi Yehuda. The same Rabbi Yehuda said two different things.
Oh.
How do you reconcile that? There he said one thing, here he said something else. How do you reconcile that? So the Gaonim reconciled it as follows. Now, this Rabbi Yehuda is nothing. The only one that matters is the one in Shabbos, which means that if Shki is at 6 o'clock, then at 6:15 you can go drive a car on Saturday night. Yeah, no one in the world holds like that. No one in the world holds like that. We're not getting into that. Forget Eretz Yisrael. Very simple.
We don't do it for the rights of the world.
What? There are people that have told me, and it might be even borne out, that in Europe they used to hold up the Rebbeinu Tam completely, and therefore at 6 o'clock, we're going to get to the answer, at 6 o'clock they still do Malacha until 5 to 7, 10 to 7, which nobody does that either, on a Friday. They used to do that in Europe, because they held up Rebbeinu Tam consistently, which by the way, if you think about it, it makes sense. Now, Umasik, and this is Rebbeinu Tam's answer. Ready for Rebbeinu Tam's answer? Hashem, I'm sorry. V'hacha k'amar b'hud, the gufi abar mil. Here it says it's 4 mil. V'yeshlomar, the answer is, v'hacha k'amar t'chilas shkia. Here he's talking about t'chilas shkia. So at 6 o'clock, something called t'chilas shkia begins. What is that? It's nothing. It's nothing. It's the beginning of the time when the night's starting to fall. So at 6 o'clock, nothing's going on. The Hainu, Misha Shetchilas Hachama Likanes Ba'ovi Harakia. The sun's beginning to set. Ad Halayla, until night, Havidalad Mil. It's 4 mil. That lasts, it's a 4 mil process. V'hasam, and over there in Shabbos, Kamar Sof Shkia. That's the end of Shkia. That's the real Shkia. So in other words, if Shkia is at 6 o'clock, till 6:58 and a half, you can do whatever you want. So 6:58 and a half, you can do whatever you want. And then at 6:58, now it's Shkia, now it's a Safek. So if you look at the calendar and it says Shkia is at 6 o'clock, and they're going to daven Mincha on a Friday afternoon at 6:10, Rebbeinu Tam would say you don't have to do that. You can still go drive around and do Malacha till 6:58 and a half. The Gaonim held that the other opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is the real opinion, and that 13 minutes begins at the beginning of Shkia. So from 6 to 6:15, you can't do anything. It's a suffix. After 6:15, it's Vaday Laila. Then on Friday, it's Vaday Shabbos. And on Saturday night, it's Vaday Not Shabbos. So we hold like the chumers of both. Right? We start Shabbos at the way the Gaonim held. And we end Shabbos the way Rabbeinu Tam held. Now, why don't we wait 72 minutes? That's because they already changed. They said that's only in Bavel at certain times of the year. And if you do the horizontal exchange, it comes out to whatever Moshe said, 40-something minutes, 50-something, 60, and all these other numbers come flying around, right? But a straight Rebbeinu Tam is 72 minutes. Yeah.
When do you light candles, at 5:42?
Yeah. 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 Now, where'd that come from? That's another Chumrah. The Urayim says that the Shkia of Rabbi Yehuda is before what we call Shkia. So first of all, we don't want you going over overtime. Tosa Shabbos also, and plus he held beforehand. So you do it a little earlier to cover all your bases. That's basically the whole thing in a nutshell. I mean, it's more complicated. In a big nutshell, that's basically it. It's basically it. Yeah. Okay. Now, as far as I know, I don't know anybody today that will do Malacha holding like Rebbeinu Tam on a Friday. I don't know anybody that would do that.
I think when the Samar first came to...
So I heard that also. The Samar first came here, they were doing it like that. And they had a meeting and they agreed, no, we're not going to hold the Rebbeinu Tam on Fridays. Because they don't apply solely. They have it like on an early Shabbos. Right, we're going to shul, these guys are driving home. So, but that's nothing wrong with that. But you can't do that in the winter. We're going to shul, they're driving home. It's a funny thing. Right? So to make it uniform, everyone agreed to hold like not like Rebbeinu Tam on Fridays. When do you want to end Shabbos? So whenever you want. Good? Okay.
Yeah, who do we hold like on Shabbos night? Saturday night.
What do you mean, who do we hold like?
No, we only hold 7 for Rebbeinu Tam. We don't hold 72. We hold like the machine that we hold like again.
It's Rebbeinu Tam adjusted for New York. That's what it is. It's not the other Shita. Because the other Shita, you only have to wait 15 minutes. Nobody holds that. How do we reduce 72 down to 60, 50, 40?
Right.
How do we do that? So the Achronim came and did that. Based on the horizon and based on the north, where we are in the world, and the longitude and the latitude, and they chipped away, they made it less than 72. But the core of 72 doesn't change. The fact that we're not holding up the other sheet doesn't change. Just 72 is only in that part of the world and only in that part of the year. So Moshe Feinstein, who you're allowed to rely on him, he came up with a different number. And Rav Hain came up with his own number, and others have their own numbers. Some hold straight 72. They ignored all this. Some do. By the way, Moshe Feinstein says that you should do that. He has a tshuva. Well, you're right. You should hold 72 minutes. I'm saying you don't have to if you want to rely on my tshuva. But make or didn't, Shalt said, Ramosha says it. No one said that part of Ramosha. But he said you should hold 72 minutes. You don't want to, you have who to rely on not to do it. I'm not saying not. Okay. Right, but he himself said I would recommend you should wait 72 minutes. You don't want to, so I have a way out for you. No, I don't know.
The same way he only drank hollow straw.
Right, exactly. Don't say that. Exactly. Okay, next. Okay, Leimet to have a tufta de Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say it's also a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan had 5 mil. Rabbi Yehuda here says it's 4. Rabbi Yochanan said it was 5. Here's a kasha on him also. It's a kasha on him also. So Moish, this is the answer what you asked me yesterday. So Amalach, no. Anabi Imam Mahudika Amri. I'm talking about the day. For Rabbanan Hudika Toy and Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake. Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan? Ula and Rava made a mistake. Ula and Rava made a mistake. The Kato Becheshbon Bekadma Veshuchacha. And they cheshbon in people that walk early and walk late. Says Rashi. Look at the Rashi. It's the last Rashi where the lines are still skinny. Ani kolalti shall call Hayom. I counted the day. What's the day? Me'alos Hayom Atei Sakochavim Asara Parsos. That's 40 mil. 10 parsa. V'lo pirashti kama kodem neitzachama v'achar shkia. What about before? What about after? I didn't cheshbon that. Next Rashi. Ula v'rava shepirshu hadavar. Ula and Rava that took my statement. Toh, they made a mistake. Bekadma v'chashucha. Earlier and later. Sherov b'nei adam mahalchin chamisha mil kodem neitzachama ayadei shemamshichin kodem alos hashachar. People get up earlier. They start their day even before that. They go past Tzak HaKochavim. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about some people out there. Others have a very difficult, they have a lot of kashas on this. What do you mean? Rava made a mistake and they counted people, they counted the miyot. Some people get up early. Some people go out late. That governs the halacha. It's a very difficult gemara here. Anyway, Lema to have it yofta. By the way, this is where the Gra says, that the 12 hours that we're discussing doesn't include the 40 mil. It only includes from Nates to Shkia. Therefore, each mil is 22 and a half minutes, which is why you get other numbers for a mil. Right? Okay. Lema tehevet yofta de Rabbi Chanina. Let's say it's also a kasha on Rabbi Chanina, who said that he measured the distance where Lot walked. And the Gemara answers, lo, vayitzu shiny. No, they were rushing. The Malachim were pressuring in them. So it could be it was a longer distance, and they did it in 5 mil, but it's not a riot at what the real time between Alos and Nate is, because you can't bring a riot from Lo, he was in a rush. Huh? Then it should be even shorter.
But Rabbi Chanina measured it, right?
Yeah.
So it's interesting that we would ask the kasha on the measurement from the Brisa.
Well, the whole thing was a kasha. How did he know where Lot lived?
That I understand.
So he knew where he lived, but he said, no, you can't bring a riot from Lot because he was in a rush. So it could be the distance would really be less. But when you're rushing, you travel greater distance in a lesser time.
No riot from Lot.
No riot from Lot.
It was just
Toshma. This is a Gadat Gemara. I don't know what this means either. Mitzrayim haya arba mea parsa, alaba mea parsa. Mitzrayim itself is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. We said the time it takes to walk in a day is 10 parsa. Now Mitzrayim was 400 by 400. 400. Mitzrayim echad mi kush. And Mitzrayim is 1/60th of the size of Kush. The Kush echad shishim ba'olam. The Ulam is 1/60th of the place called Ulam. For Ulam echad mi shishim began. And Ulam is 1/60th of the size of Gan. The Gan echad mi shishim be'eden. And the Gan is 1/60th the size of Eden. The Eden echad mi shishim gehenim. And Eden is 1/60th the size of Gehenim. Nimta kol alam kulo kikisa kedera legehenim. So the whole world is like a pot cover to Gehenim. Which raises the following question. Now, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Right? The kasha is... What's the kasha?
The world is way bigger than
the world bigger than 6,000? Yeah, the Yofta is wrong. Right, so the... Who's this over here? I think the Rishash asks... No, the Ein HaGdol Achest. Don't we have a rule that Midah Tova is Meruba, the Midah of Peronius? The good's always better than the bad. Times Behenem so big, and Gan Eden so not so big. What? He needed room for more people. So he gives very difficult answers. He says the fire is distributed in such a way that doesn't really, that's not, it's, you know, it's a little bit tempered, not so bad. Therefore, it's so much, it has to be bigger, so it shouldn't be such a concentrated fires. That's one answer he gives. The other answer he gives, no, because Gehenna gets you into Gan Eden. It's really, it's a good thing. It's also a difficult answer. Okay, next. Toshma, the Tana of the Be'el Yahu, Reb Nassan Omer, Kol HaYeshuv, Kulo Tachas Kochav Echad Yoshev. The whole world can fit under the span of one star. Teda, I'll prove to you that's right. Shari Adam Dosin Eino Kochav Echad. Person looks up at one star. Holech LeMizrach, he travels. Omed Kinegdo, the star's right there. Bar Baruchos, Ha'olam, Omed Kinegdo, the star's also there. Wherever you go, you track that star. Wherever you go, you're going to see that star. And Michlal, the Chol Yishev Kul, Tachas Kochav Echad Yoshev. The whole world's under one star. Now, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is, you can travel a very great distance, and the same star will be on top of you. And says Rashi, there's more than one star. As a matter of fact, there are endless stars. So how is it possible that the whole world is only 6,000 particles? It's impossible. You know what? Tiyufta, he's right, he's wrong. Next one. Tashma. Egla Betzafon. The constellation of Egla, which in English is called Taurus, is in the north. The Akrav Bedarim and Scorpio is in the south. The Chala Yoshev Kulu and the Yoshev Elabin Egla Akrav. And the whole span of humanity, of civilization, is only between those two constellations. The Chala Yishuv Kulu Eina Ela Sha'achas Bayom. And the whole civilization only has 1 hour of the sun. You know what that means? She'ein Chama Nichnas Liyishuv Ela Sha'achas Bayom. Because the whole sun only has 1 hour. Why? Teda. Shebechameish Chama B'mizrach. In the 5th hour, it's on the east. V'sheva Chama B'mayrav. And on the 7th hour, it's in the west. Chatzi sheish v'chatzi sheva, half of that hour, cham omedes b'rosh kol adam. So what do you see? It's much bigger than 6,000 parsa. You're right. Tiyufta, it's a tiyufta. Now, does everybody have the Rabbeinu Chananel here? Does the Rabbeinu Chananel, where we, it's in the Rabbeinu Chananel of Kivon Shehoisa Biyado Gemara. You see that? Huh? How far down? I don't know. It's like halfway down. Kivan Shehaisa Biyado Gemara. And then a little halfway through that piece, it says V'afal Pi. So Rabbeinu Chananel like lived before Rashi. So listen to what Rabbeinu Chananel writes. He says V'afal Pi, even though Shehachozim B'kochavim Shebizman Hazeh, that the stargazers Bizman Hazeh Midabrim Dvarim Hamachishin, they say things that contradict the Gemara, clearly contradicting the Gemara. Lo mashkechin and lahu, don't pay any attention to that. Don't pay any attention to those people. Ella anu mazhirim b'divra b'senu, we follow our rabbis, kitiknam, like what they said. V'lo lachush l'divrei zulasam. Don't worry. Don't be bothered. Don't be lachush. Don't suspect. Don't be choshesh for the words of others. So this is an old idea. It's an old idea that you stick to the Rabbanim, even if what they said doesn't seem to make sense. Now, I don't know what the Gemara even means. So it's not for me, who doesn't even understand the words of the Gemara, to right away jump on the Gemara, it doesn't make any sense. I don't even know what they're talking about. You know, the article said that, what does it mean that the whole civilization lives between the two constellations? So he said, because the constellations have a path, which we're going to enter in on a base, there's a cycle of a pattern, and some of them are above the... I don't know what that means. Not an astronomer.
You can only see those constellations if you live in a certain area.
Correct.
Okay, you're not living in that area. You don't see them.
Correct.
We can't see them from here.
Correct.
Okay, therefore, in that time, right, during our time, they all lived within that area.
Right.
500 years later, they were living in other areas.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So the truth is, the controversial Gemara, we didn't get to it yet. We'll get into some of these. Toshma. Ready? Toshma. Another riot that Rav is wrong. Why? What did the Baskel answer back to Nebuchadnezzar, that big Rasha? When he said, I'm going to be like a god, Nebuchadnezzar said. So what did the Baskel answer back to that? Rasha ben Rasha. Ben Benoshel Nimrod Arasha. Right, the whole discussion there. Was he really a descendant of Nimrod or just a Hashkafic descendant? It's a big, okay, whatever. Rashi says, Lav Dafka Ben Beno. Wasn't Dafka his grandson. El Kolom Mizera. He was in the family of Nimrod. Okay. Shehimri does call Olam Kulo, alive in Malchuso. Right. Shehimri does call Kulo, alive in Malchuso. He wanted to destroy the whole world. Kama Shinosov Shal Adam Shivim Shana. How long is a lifespan of a person? 70 years. Vim Gvuros Shmoim Shana. And if he's really strong, 80 years. Shinemar. Yimei Shinosanadam Shivim Shana. Vim Gvuros Shmoim Shana. Right? Says the Radak there in that Tehillim. More than 80 years old. Eino Matsui Ela Bimiyat She Bimiyat Bim Deyadam. Right? To live more than that. Only a Miyat She Bimiyat of people. Today it's not true. Right? Say people live long. Anyway. Mina Aret Adla Rekia. From the earth to the Rekia is Mahalech Chamesh Meir. It takes 500 years to get there. So Avi V'shal Rekia Mahalech Hene Yoshana. And another 500 years to the thickness of the Rekia. Bein Rekia La Rekia Mahalech Hene Yoshana. And then between each Rekia is another 500 years. Ubein Kol Rekia V'Rekia Achel Sh'ol Terit Adakas Ebor. In other words, it takes a lot longer than that to walk 6,000 parsa. You're right. Tiyufta, he's wrong. Good? Tanur Rabbanan. Chachmei Yisrael Omrim. Here we go. The Chachmei Yisrael say, Galgal Kavua, the Galgal. The Zodiacs are Kavua. Now, Zodiac, the Galgal is the Zodiac? The Wheel of the Zodiac is Kavua. Umazalos Chosrin. And the constellations return. Okay, what does that mean? The Chachmei, Umas Ha'olam Omer, and the Chachmei was Olam say, no, Galgal Choser, no, the wheel turns, Umazalos Kavuin. And the mazalos are kavua. What does that exactly mean? I'm not 100% sure what it means. I read the art scroll. When I read it, I said, that's what it means. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. These long footnotes over there. Amar Rebbe, tshuva l'divrehem, the tshuva, the answer is, me'olam lo matzino egla b'dar v'akav b'tzachal. Because you never find the egla b'dar and the akav b'tzachal. You never find such a thing. So therefore, it must be what he said. Maybe it's like the mill, one of the pieces of a mill, which move, and nothing else moves. Or the pivot of the door. What does that question mean? Exactly. It's stationary and everything else moves around it. The Chachmei Yisrael say, in the day, the Chama is under the Rekia. And Belaila, and at night, it's Lamailim, it's above. The Chachmei Ulus Olam Omrim, no. Bayam Chama Lechas Lamatim in Rekia. In the day, it's below the Rekia. And Belaila, Lamatim in Rekia. And at night, it's above the Rekia. I'm sorry, Lamatim in Akarka, Lamatim in Akarka. Omar Rebbe, says Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Midivreinu. I think they're more right than we are. This is a famous line. Rebbe said that the Goyim are right, and we're not. Right? Rebbe said it. Shebayom, because in the day, Mayanos toning in. The springs are... No, because it's a Nirin. I think could be. I saw one of the Nirin. It could be they're more right. That doesn't, I didn't tell you Paskening. Nirin, We have to... What?
It appears.
It appears that they're right. But really, if you think about it, it's not true. So it's like that. It appears... that the sun revolves around the earth. That it appears that way. Now, it's not true. That's how it appears. Right? So it appears they're right. Doesn't necessarily mean they're right. But, you know, certain people want to say that Rebbe was maskim, that they're right. And since Rebbe was maskim, so too every Rav should be maskim. Right? Some people say that. That's right. What? This topic is way beyond the scope of the Daf Yomi Shir. No, it really is. It really is. Why is it true? Because in the day the springs are cool, and in the night they're boiling. Now, even if you want to say that the goyim are more right, what does that mean?
Your reason is wrong.
What does that mean? The springs change temperature in the day and the night? That doesn't even make any sense. What does that even mean?
If it goes under the sun underneath it, it's warming enough
for the side. I know, that doesn't make any sense. If you take a thermometer and put it into a spring and let it sit there for 24 hours, temperature doesn't change. What does that mean?
Well,
place he missed on the rivers in the morning, he says, right?
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. Is that even true? Yeah, I'm sure there's a temperature change because when the sun's beating down on water, it heats it up. But that's what it means? Boiling? No springs are boiling in the world. Tanya, unless it's boiling springs, and they're boiling even at night. Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, b'mosa chama, chama leches b'gvoa shel rekiya. In the summertime, the chama is shining in the height of the rekiya. Lefikach kol olam kulo roseach, that's why the whole world is so hot. Umayonos tonos, and the springs are cold. B'mosa gishamim, but in the wintertime, chama leches b'shipuli rekiya, the chama goes on the slopes of the rekiya. Lefikach kol olam kulo tonin, umayonos roseach. And therefore, all the springs are cold, but the springs are hot. Is that true? In the wintertime, the springs are hot? I don't know how true that is. I don't know. I just don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Barbosh.
It feels that way.
It feels that way.
Because it's colder outside, so that's a constant.
Right.
It's an appearance.
I hear you. The point is, at face value, this Gemara is not so simple, and it requires a lot of knowledge of science in order to make it make sense. No question about it. It requires a lot of knowledge. And I just don't know. I read it. No, I usually don't read the article. I did because I wanted to. I didn't understand what I was reading, and we're just reading Torah. And one day we should be zochus to understand what this really means. Tana Rabbanan, Barvash Shvil in Chama Leches. The sun goes in four paths. I don't know what this means either. Nisan Ir Sivan Maleches Baharim. It goes through the mountains. Kedel Fasher as Hashaleg to melt the snow. Tamas of Elol Maleches Biyishuv. It goes into Yishuv. Kedel Levashel Sefiros. To cook the peiros, Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev Malachas Biyamim Kedei Liavesh Es Hanaharos to dry up the rivers, and Tevei Shvaran Adar Malachas Bamidbar goes in the Midbar Shuliavesh Es Hazroim not to dry out the sun. Even Rashi says it doesn't mean that it only goes in certain parts of the world. The sun doesn't do that. What it means is the primary purpose of the sunlight is to do these four things. It doesn't mean that it avoids the deserts and the rest of it doesn't do that. It's impossible to do that. That's what it means. Okay, now we're back to Earth. With 2 minutes. We'll try to do whatever we can. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Me'askupa. Af Agaf. He's right outside the Azara. Why don't we tell the guy, do me a favor, get up here. Get into the Azara and go bring her. What's the matter with you? Af Agaf, the Matzi Isle, long ring like Kum Isle. Don't we tell him to come here? Why don't we say something to this guy? Like, get over here. Vatanya. But we say about other things. Yehudi, Arel. If a Yehudi's an Arel, Shalomol. He didn't want to give himself a bris milah. Onesh kares, dear Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, go give yourself a bris milah. What's the matter with you? Just because you have a patur, doesn't mean you're not going to be safe from kares. A guy that never given, he's about true, but he never had a bris milah. He's afraid. So the answer is, he's going to get kares for that. Why? Because he has to eat a carbon pesach. He doesn't have a bris milah, so go get one. So let me see over here. What are you doing over there outside? Come over here. Amar Abaya, no. Derech l'choka l'tayr v'ein derech l'choka r'tameh. In other words, derech l'choka is a heter. It's an out. You have no duty. You have no duty to make yourself into a not a derech l'choka. You have no duty to do that. By a tameh, different story. By an RL, different story. It was a different halachas. Rav Amar, that was actually tanoim. It's a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nemar richuk makom pesach, Nemar richuk makom meiser. There's a halacha about being richuk from Meiser as well. Ma lahalon chutz la'achilaso, afkan chutz la'achilaso. Outside the area of where you eat it, meaning outside the azar, outside the what's la'achilaso? Yeah, the walls of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar chutz la'asiyaso. Outside the asiya, what's the asiya? The azara. So it's actually a machlokas. Kiman azra the tama Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef Tumeim holech acha ha'omdim ba'azara. The Tameim is governed by the Alta of the Azara. Keman, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Huda, Shammah, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. So tomorrow we're gonna do daf at 6 o'clock and we're going to dive in at 6:40. Okay? Everyone have a very good day. Yeah,